For CRI, I'm Mark Cavigli. Chinese President Xi Jinping has met Russian President Vladimir Putin in Sochi ahead of the opening ceremonies for the Winter Olympics. On top of exchanging diplomatic niceties, the two leaders also talked about bilateral cooperation in large projects and people-to-people exchanges. This is the first time a Chinese leader has attended a major international sports event outside of China. China has sent a 139-member delegation, including 66 athletes, to the Sochi Games. The event will start today to February 23rd in the Black Sea City. U.S. Senator Max Baucus has been confirmed by the U.S. Senate as the next ambassador to China in a unanimous vote of 86-0. The 72-year-old Democrat from Montana breezed through his earlier confirmation hearings, saying he feels the China-U.S. relationship is one of the most important in the 21st century. Baucus is due to take over for Gary Locke, who is stepping down as the U.S. ambassador to China after serving only 2.5 years in office. Baucus's appointment is widely viewed as an attempt to try to ease trade frictions between China and the U.S., as Baucus holds a lot of experience as a trade facilitator. Ahead of accepting the appointment, Baucus had already announced his plans to retire from the U.S. Senate in 2015 following the next midterm elections. The United Nations is welcoming a humanitarian pause in the fighting in the besieged Syrian city of Homs. The Syrian government's announcement of a temporary ceasefire in Homs comes just hours after the rebels declared a new offensive in the northern province of Aleppo. At the same time, head of the International Chemical Weapons Mission in Syria says more cooperation is vital to meet an end of June deadline. Syria has failed to meet a deadline of February 5th to remove all of its declared chemical substances and precursors out of the country. The final deadline is for all of Syria's declared chemical materials to be destroyed is by the end of June. Peace talks between the Pakistani government and representatives of the Taliban are underway after a short delay. This is being seen as the first test for the government's plan to find a peaceful resolution to the country's bloody insurgency. The two sides have also issued a joint statement saying both sides want to avoid any steps that could disrupt the peace process. The Pakistani Taliban, an offshoot of the former ruling Taliban forces in Afghanistan, has been fighting to try to upstage the government and enforce stronger Sharia law across Pakistan. 5 more people have been confirmed infected with the H7N9 bird flu through Thursday, including another in Beijing. A 73-year-old chicken farmer in the Beijing suburb of Huairou is in critical condition. He is now the second H7N9 bird flu victim diagnosed in the capital this year. The first victim has already died. The other cases reported on Thursday are in Jiangsu, Hunan, and Guangdong. 1,000 people have been evacuated after a World War II bomb was found in a construction site in Hong Kong. The bomb, weighing some 900 kilograms, is said to be the largest one ever unearthed in Hong Kong. Local police say it appears the bomb was dropped by U.S. forces while they were bombing Japanese military facilities during the height of the war. The bomb disposal squad is planning to move the bomb rather than detonate it, noting it would cause extensive damage if it were to go off. Japan occupied Hong Kong from 1941 to 1945. Numerous World War II-era bombs have been discovered in Hong Kong since the end of the war. Official stats from the Ministry of Commerce here in China has confirmed previous speculation about a significant rise in spending through the now-concluded Spring Festival. The MOC is reporting retail sales gained 13.3% this Spring Festival compared with last year, this despite a decline in the sale of luxury goods. Consumer sales amounted to 610.7 billion yuan through the holiday. The European Central Bank has decided to keep its interest rates unchanged. The ECB's governing council says the key lending rate will remain unchanged at 0.25%. This despite growing concerns about deflationary trends in Europe. Annualized inflation in the Eurozone through January is expected to fall to 0.7%, down from 0.8% in December. This has prompted a growing number of calls for more easing. However, the ECB executive has decided to maintain the status quo and has offered little signs of changing its policies anytime soon. ECB President Mario Draghi says the ECB decided to maintain the status quo because of the complexity of the situation, saying they need more time to gather more information before any policy changes will be brought into effect. That's the latest news. For CRI, I'm Mark Cavigli.